Briefing document. Key federal government and political developments. Executive summary. This document synthesizes key developments across the U.S. federal government and the broader political landscape, drawing from events. And analysis centered around September 18, 2025. The period is marked by an assertive executive branch under the Trump administration, a largely aligned Congress facing a potential government shutdown, and a judiciary that has become the central battleground for major policy and constitutional challenges. The most critical takeaways include an aggressive executive agenda. The administration is executing a unified strategy across foreign and domestic policy. This includes forging a significant US-UK technology alliance to counter strategic rivals, aggressively reshaping immigration through administrative actions, and mounting an unprecedented challenge to the independence of the Federal Reserve. Looming government shutdown. Congress is facing a potential government shutdown as the September 30 deadline approaches. A Republican-proposed continuing resolution to temporarily fund the government faces strong Democratic opposition, creating uncertainty for federal operations and prompting legislative efforts to guarantee pay for military and civilian personnel. Judiciary. As the central conflict zone, the courts have emerged as the primary check on the administration's power. A landmark Supreme Court case is brewing over the president's authority to fire a Federal Reserve governor. A Fifth Circuit ruling has cast doubt on the constitutionality of the National Labor Relations Board structure, and conflicting appellate rulings on immigration policy have created a circuit split that necessitates Supreme Court intervention. One cultural flashpoint over free speech. The recent assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk has ignited a national firestorm. The subsequent suspension of late-night host Jimmy Kimmel's show by ABC, following pressure from the FCC chairman, has become a major flashpoint in the debate over free speech, media censorship, and political retribution, drawing sharp partisan condemnation and praise. Major shifts in federal workforce management. Significant changes are impacting the federal workforce. The Office of Personnel Management has paused costly employee relocations. A presidential directive has led to the termination of union contracts for approximately 450,000 federal employees, and agencies like the CDC and VA are altering policies regarding telework accommodations and special pay rates. First executive branch, asserting power and reshaping policy. The executive branch has undertaken a series of coordinated actions reflecting a governing philosophy centered on executive authority, strategic competition, and a transformative domestic agenda. A. Foreign policy and national security, US-UK. Technology prosperity deal, TPD. President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer signed a landmark science and technology agreement focused on artificial intelligence, AI, civil nuclear energy, and quantum computing. The deal aims to create a unified transatlantic ecosystem for innovation and standard setting to beat strategic competitors to market dominance. In key provisions, the agreement establishes joint research programs like an AI for science initiative, streamlines nuclear reactor licensing, commits the UK to divest from Russian nuclear fuel by 2020. 8. And creates a task force for quantum technology standards. Economic impact. The TPD has reportedly catalyzed £31 billion in new investments in the British technology sector from US firms like Nvidia and OpenAI. Arms sale to Poland. The State Department approved a $780 million foreign military sale of 2,506 Javelin anti-tank missile systems to Poland. The sale is framed as a measure to improve the security of a key NATO frontline state and sends a clear strategic signal to Russia following a recent drone incursion into Polish airspace. Russia-Ukraine conflict. President Trump expressed significant disappointment with Vladimir Putin, stating, "He's let me down." Trump asserted that the war would not have happened under his leadership and that a peace deal will get done. He has identified lowering the global price of oil as a key lever to bankrupt Russia's war effort. In Afghanistan and Bagram Air Base, during the UK press conference, President Trump announced, "We're trying to get it back." referring to Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. He cited the base's strategic value due to its proximity to where China makes its nuclear weapons. Trump suggested a return could be negotiated because the Taliban need things from us. A Taliban official later dismissed the possibility, stating it was completely rejected during the Doha talks. B. Domestic policy and regulatory overhaul. Immigration system changes. The administration has implemented measures to slow legal immigration and naturalization. New civics test, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, is re-implementing the 2020. 5. Naturalization civics test, which significantly increases difficulty. The question pool is expanded from 100 to 128, and applicants must now answer 12 out of 20 questions correctly, up from 6 out of 10. Visa interview waivers curtailed. The State Department has updated its policy to require in-person interviews. For nearly all non-immigrant visa applicants, including children under 14 and adults over 79, this is expected to create longer appointment backlogs and processing delays. On Federal Reserve independence, challenged, in an action described as an extraordinary attack on the central bank's independence, the Department of Justice filed an emergency request with the Supreme Court to permit President Trump to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. In context, this move follows a smaller-than-desired interest rate cut by the Fed and marks the first time in the institution's 112-year history a president has attempted to remove a sitting governor. The legal argument centers on the president's removal authority and aggressive enforcement initiatives. Trade. The DOJ and DHS launched an interagency trade fraud task force, escalating enforcement against importers. By prioritizing criminal prosecution and whistleblower actions over traditional civil penalties, local law enforcement, the administration's federal intervention. In Washington, D.C., which involved assuming control over parts of the Metropolitan Police Department, was praised by the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee as a resounding success. D.C. Attorney General Brian L. Schwab testified that such unilateral actions threaten to destroy critical trust between local communities and police. In a similar vein, Rep. Max Miller, RO, is calling on the Ohio governor to deploy the National Guard to Cleveland to address high crime rates. See Federal Workforce Management. An OPM employee relocations paused. The Office of Personnel Management, OPM, has put its Management-Directed Reassignment, MDR, program on pause after facing significant costs. An earlier plan to relocate remote employees or face termination was projected to cost nearly $42 million for just 250 employees, or about $166,000 per person. OPM is now working with the General Services Administration, GSA, to explore placing employees in other federal facilities in their local areas. Anti-union executive orders. President Trump's executive orders terminating collective bargaining agreements for most federal agencies are being implemented. The orders, which cite national security concerns, are projected to impact nearly 1 million federal employees once fully enacted. To date, approximately 450,000 employees have already seen their union contracts canceled. CDC halts telework accommodations. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has indefinitely suspended all approvals of employee requests to telework as a reasonable accommodation for disabilities. The agency cited a need to clarify a new Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, telework policy. The American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE, called the move the most sweeping civil rights violation against federal employees in decades. 4. VA ends special salary rate for IT workers. Effective October 4, the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, is terminating the special salary rate, SSR, for its IT workforce, computer engineers, computer scientists, and IT specialists. This follows a similar cancellation of the SSR for HR employees in June. The VA stated that employees will be moved to the general schedule and will not see a decrease in pay due to pay retention rules. The move comes as the VA plans to cut its IT workforce by about 1,000 employees. And wildland firefighter consolidation, the Departments of Interior and Agriculture are on track to combine their wildland firefighting forces into a single agency, the U.S. Wildland Fire Service, by January 2026, as ordered by the President. Zwite, legislative branch, an aligned agenda amid shutdown threats. Congressional activity demonstrates a strong alignment with executive priorities. Though partisan division over spending threatens a government shutdown, a looming government shutdown and continuing resolution, one standoff with government funding set to expire on September 30th, a shutdown looms. House Republicans have unveiled a continuing resolution, CR, to fund the government through November 21st, but Democrats have signaled they will reject it, demanding it address priorities like healthcare subsidies. One Pay Our Troops Act, in response, a bipartisan bill, the Pay Our Troops Act of 2026, has been introduced. In the House to guarantee pay for service members, civilian employees, and contractors in the event of a shutdown. NCISA 2015 extension. The House CR includes a short-term extension of the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act of 2015, CISA 2015, until November 21st. The law, which provides liability protections for sharing cyber threat information, is set to expire on September 30th. B. Legislative priorities and oversight. On confirmation of nominees, using newly changed chamber rules that allow for moving multiple nominees with a simple majority, the Senate confirmed 48% of President Trump's executive and judicial nominees en bloc on a 51-47 vote. The move was designed to overcome Democratic delays on lower-level positions. And countering contractor price gouging, the Bipartisan Transparency in Contract Pricing Act of 2025% was introduced to curb price gouging by defense contractors. It would require contractors to notify the DoD if the price of an item on a sole source contract increases by more than 25% in 1 year or 50% over 5 years. A recent DoD Instagram report found the Air Force paid a 7,943% markup for a lavatory soap dispenser, reversing anti-union orders. The Protect America's Workforce Act, which would nullify President Trump's anti-union executive orders, was introduced in the Senate, creating a bicameral push. The House version has 222 co-sponsors, and its discharge petition is just two signatures short of the 218 needed to force a floor vote. Supportive committee hearings, a slate of congressional hearings held on September 18, demonstrated clear thematic alignment with the administration's agenda, serving to build a supportive political narrative. Committee hearing title, summary of focus, House Judiciary, AI at a crossroads, a nationwide strategy or Californication, debated the need for a national AI regulatory framework, supporting the goals of the US-UK. Technology Prosperity Deal, House Science, Space, and Tech, Igniting America's Energy Future, the Promise and Progress of Fusion Power, discussed fusion energy and streamlined regulation, aligning with the energy dominance bills on the House floor. House Oversight and Reform, Oversight of the District of Columbia, focused on D.C. crime with majority members praising the administration's federal intervention in the city's policing. House Homeland Security, Invasion of the Homeland, How China is Using Illegal Marijuana, framed a domestic crime issue as a national security threat posed by a strategic rival. Third, the judiciary, the primary arena of conflict. The federal courts have become the main venue for challenging the administration's most assertive actions, setting up high-stakes constitutional confrontations. A. The challenge to independent agencies. One Supreme Court and the Federal Reserve Trump v. Cook, the administration has asked the Supreme Court for an emergency order to allow the firing of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The case is a direct test of the President's Article II executive powers against the statutory for cause. Removal protections that have guaranteed the central bank's political independence for over a century. A ruling in the administration's favor could fundamentally alter the power balance and weaken all independent agencies. Fifth Circuit and the NLRB SpaceX case. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the structure of the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, likely violates the Constitution's separation of powers. the court found that the for-cause removal protections for both NLRB board members and its administrative law judges unconstitutionally tie the hands of the president. One impact. This decision freezes the prosecution of unfair labor practice cases in the Fifth Circuit, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. And according to former NLRB Chair Lauren M.C. Ferran, means the agency is going to be pretty hamstrung in what it can do. The ruling creates a direct threat to the operational model of numerous other independent agencies. B. Conflicting rulings on immigration policy. A circuit split has emerged from federal appeals courts on the administration's immigration policies, making Supreme Court intervention highly probable. Ninth Circuit ruling, a panel rejected the administration's attempt to end temporary protected status, TPS, for approximately 600,000 Venezuelans. One Stone Circuit ruling, in a separate case, a panel ruled that the administration can end humanitarian parole protections for around 430,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Implication: the direct contradiction between circuits on the application of federal immigration law creates legal uncertainty nationwide and all but guarantees the Supreme Court will take up the issue to provide a final resolution. Vierte. Key political and cultural developments. Aftermath of Charlie Kirk assassination. In the week following the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, his organization, Turning Point USA, has named his widow, Erica Kirk, as its new CEO and chairwoman. A large memorial service is scheduled for Sunday in Glendale, Arizona, with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance expected to speak. Jimmy Kimmel suspension and free speech debate. ABC indefinitely suspended its late-night program. Jimmy Kimmel Live. After Kimmel's monologue accused Republicans of capitalizing on Kirk's murder, the suspension came hours after FCC Chairman Brendan Carr publicly criticized Kimmel and implied the agency could retaliate against ABC's broadcast license. One partisan reaction: the issue has become a political firestorm. President Trump praised the decision, stating Kimmel was fired for lack of talent and suggesting ABC's license should be reviewed. Democrats, led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have called it cancel culture and a political witch hunt, with Schumer demanding Carr's resignation for bullying ABC. Kamala Harris, book revelation in her new book, 107 Days, former presidential candidate. Kamala Harris reportedly writes that her first choice for a running mate was Pete Buttigieg. She decided against it, writing, "We were already asking a lot of America to accept a woman, a black woman. It was too big of a risk, and I think Pete also knew that." Federal operations and management insights. A. Acquisition and cybersecurity. Tan GSA catalog management needs reform. Irv Kohler, a former GSA acquisition executive, argues that the process for contractors to add or change products and prices on the GSA schedule is inefficient and burdensome. He cites flawed pricing tools like the 4P system and the complexity of the new economic price adjustment. EPA clause is key problems, leading some vendors to use workarounds that undermine data integrity. He advocates for a transition to a curated and managed catalog where GSA sets the framework. And shift in cybersecurity funding. A July reconciliation bill allocated $1 billion for U.S. offensive cyber operations while cutting $1.2 billion from civilian defensive cyber budgets, including a nearly $500 million cut to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. This shift has raised concerns that U.S. companies will be more exposed to retaliatory attacks. When call for public-private partnerships, Jen Sovada of Clarity argues that CISA budget and staffing cuts over 1,000 personnel weaken the connective tissue between government and industry. With CISA's capacity to provide threat intelligence and support to smaller entities like rural hospitals diminished, she states that public-private collaboration is no longer a best practice, it's an operational necessity to defend critical infrastructure. B. Conflicting market guidance for federal investors. Federal employees investing in the Thrift Savings Plan, TSP, are facing contradictory advice from major financial institutions. Vanguard Conservative recommends retirees hold only 30% in stocks, citing high valuations after a long bull run and the attractiveness of bonds, which offer nearly 5% interest with substantially less risk. Bank of America bullish forecasts the S&P 500 could surge another 50% in the coming years, pointing to catalysts like the AI boom, strong corporate profits, and potential Federal Reserve rate cuts. Expert advice. Wealth manager Thiago Gleeger advises that the appropriate strategy depends on an investor's timeline. Retirees should prioritize capital preservation, aligning with Vanguard, while those with 10 to 20 years. Until retirement can afford the volatility required for long-term growth, aligning with Bank of America. He recommends TSP lifecycle funds to avoid emotional whiplash investing